Welcome back. Wow, Susan Crawford. God, I hope she wins. We've got Senator. Have you been here since?
I have.
Yes. Yeah. Senator Chris Alfheim.
You can also throw the Dazzler in there. Now it's official.
Okay. Kristen Dazzler Alfheim.
Yeah, so those people get confused.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we got the full right there.
There it is.
Sounds good. All right, is that what's on your on the door?
Yep, that's official.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome.
How would you drop the name Dazzler out of your name?
Right, yeah.
That's how young I was when I got married the first time. I dropped the name Dazzler and went to Alfheim.
That's good. How have you been?
Great.
Yeah?
Busy.
Welcome back.
I'm busy, but yeah.
I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You know, and we've talked about Touching Base Monthly, and I'm sorry we haven't made that happen. We have to do that. So for those that are new here, State Senator Chris Dazzler Alfheim has a very impressive resume. One of probably the most prestigious item on that resume was she is the former host of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Host and creator.
Yes, that's right. Yes. And it's awesome that you're here. And with your title, how have the first few months gone?
My favorite words are outstanding and astounding. Outstanding. Right. I mean, I'm a person who humbly enjoys learning the iceberg under the water, right? And every topic, every bill, every issue we have in the state is like that. We can see the top, and oftentimes opinions are formed off of that top of the iceberg.
Yeah.
But there's the rest of it. The bulk of it is underwater. And that's where, you know, I try to do a really good job of hearing all of the information from all sides on what's underneath the water, because that's what matters. In order to fix something, you have to truly understand the base of it, and then try to communicate that. So as I learn things and complexities that are within somewhat straightforward bills or issues, I try to communicate that with people in a calm way so that we can all understand and have empathy for multiple sides of an issue.
Empathy. That's a tough part. Yeah.
That's the outstanding part. That's the learning. The astounding part is the dumb stuff. There literally is a lot of dumb stuff. In my office, they know if I draw a line across my piece of paper and put a check mark, that means that's another one. There's another one. And it is. There are some dumb things that, you know, I'm trying really hard to help people understand what those are specifically. And then, again, try to narrow down the anger instead of everybody being mad at everything. All the Democrats are mad at all the Republicans. All the Republicans are mad at all the Democrats. Let's not do that, because there are actually good people on both sides that share some values. What's wrong is the way that the majority leadership sets the rules. And that keeps the moderate, it keeps the rational from actually working together. And that's a problem. So, again, that's a leadership issue of the majority, not the entire group of people. But it keeps things from happening that should.
It's frustrating because, like, you know, when I was chair of the GOP, I knew the moderates, and like, I'm still friends with them, and I'm going to drop a couple names, you know, like Steinicke, Nygren, some, like, I respect them so much.
Yep.
And, you know, after this whole Trump stuff, they're gone and they're replaced by people that are not like that. And, you know, it's so easy to fall into that trap of I'm going to be pissed at all the Republicans, because in a way they might have that moderate bone, but they let it happen. And so it's so frustrating to not get caught in that and say you're part of the problem here.
Yeah.
And your lack of courage in speaking up, that speaks loudly.
I also think that they're between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, one, they do vote on their leadership, so that's, they can be accountable to that.
Right.
But once those rules are in play, you know, if you've got a moderate, and I know they're out there, they're definitely out there. If they're out there and they do stand against their leadership, that's when, in essence, the money comes in and primaries them out. So little by little, we either have the moderates on the Republican side are leaving voluntarily or otherwise. Or they're in there and they have no power, which then causes this extra conflict. So again, Democrats will run oftentimes on if the Republican counterpart wins, then you will have the extreme version of whatever it is you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And the moderate Republican gets mad at that because they'll fight back saying, well, no, I'm moderate. I actually believe in exceptions. I believe in this and that. Yeah, but you're not allowed to vote on it.
Right.
So in the end, what you think and what you believe is a moot point if your leadership won't let you vote for what you say you believe in. So that's the challenge we're in. And again, we have more and more hostility about it. But again, two knobs that are turned by the leadership of the majority are not allowing us to have our own voices.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is our districts are not all red, all blue. Yeah. There are many districts now with our new lines that are much more competitive. They're expecting a little bit more moderation between their candidates. So will the parties allow moderation to exist?
How is that going?
Well, the real answer is because the rules are the way they are, we still are in a situation of there is almost no bill that gets a public hearing that comes from the Democratic side. And that is just a true statement. Almost nothing is allowed to get a public hearing in a committee because the majority appoints the committee chairs. The committee chairs have the right not to hear any bill. So that's one thing. On the Senate side, they have the choice that unless they have enough votes to pass it on their own unanimously, they won't bring it to the floor. So there are many examples. Many examples of bills that are out there that have gone through that there is no question the majority of both the House, the Senate, the red and the blue agree would be good for the people of Wisconsin, and it'll never get a vote. Because there's a dissenting vote or there's a holdout on the Republican side. The postpartum bill is a great example of that. And what I think we're starting to see happening, and I encourage, is that the majority members are starting to talk against it. So you have Senator Falskowski that made it very clear on the postpartum bill that no one person should stand in the way of good legislation.
What is the postpartum bill?
Bill is, there's only two states in Wisconsin that Medicaid does not extend postpartum care for the mothers beyond 60 days. I believe it's us in Alabama, right? Alabama? Maybe Arkansas? Anyway, those
not
are,
a state we really
right,
like.
Right. We are the only two states that haven't passed it.
In the country.
And again, this is about saving lives. This is about ensuring that moms are there to take care of their children. That is both a social and a fiscal good thing to do.
Yeah.
And the bulk of us want to do it, and yet it can't come because of the rules that the majority of the leadership and the majority have chosen. That's wrong.
That's wrong.
So let's agree that those are the things we should be angry about. Together, red and blue can come together and say, that's wrong. We need to be able to pass common sense legislation. When the bulk of the body says it's a good idea, let it go. It's what the people want. It's
and they're
what's
not
good
letting
for people.
Go.
And they're not letting it happen.
Why?
That's a choice. That's a majority leadership. That's how much control the majority leadership has in dictating the flow of bills, whether they get accepted for a public hearing or whether they get to the floor for an actual vote. Nothing can happen if a bill doesn't flow through both. And when you have the ultimate power is held by the majority leadership, that means they personally are the ones holding back legislation. People want us to work together. That is the one thing we have all heard, and we are physically not allowed based on two simple rules that the majority leadership has put in play.
That's dumb.
That's dumb. Check mark in a line. It's just dumb.
It's dumb.
That's astounding to me that this is a known fact on both sides. And yet we can't fix it. We're the minority.
Right.
Right. Only the majority can remove those stopgaps.
And I want to talk about this on the other side of the break here, because I mean, this is something that, you know, these districts are changing. They are changed. Mm-hmm. And you know, majorities are going to change. Governor Evers thinks it's going to be in the next election cycle. So, like, it would make sense for the other side to not
be
bullies. We're going to talk about that on the other side with Chris Alfheim here. State Senator Chris Dessler Alfheim.
Whoop, whoop.
There we go.